Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, Savages, and welcome to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Just wanted to get a really quick episode in for the holidays. Feeling very, very sentimental today, and just wanted to make sure that I tapped in. Because, you know, the holiday season, it's very special. It's warm, and I'm a sentimental gal. Now, for those of you who have been with the show with me since the beginning or have been in for a while and are an actual subscriber, I thank you so very much, and I appreciate your loyalty and your support. For those of you who are new to the channel, welcome. What a great time to join. Really appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen and give me time and space in your life. Whether you are a loyalist, a subscriber, or new to the channel, I ask that you would please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this very short but special episode. Now, as we gather to celebrate the sacred traditions of Hanukkah and Christmas and the holidays altogether, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the enduring values that unite us as Americans. So very important to say, something to reflect on. These holidays remind us of the miracles of faith, of God, of country, of service, the strength of perseverance, and the hope for renewal. Yet, as we reflect on the past, we must also acknowledge the challenges our nation has faced. And I just, in this holiday season, have to just reflect back on, because I have been celebrating so much since November 5th. It causes me to also reflect on what we've been through, what we've endured in the last 4 years under the Biden administration. And in recent years, America has been teetering on the brink of ideological collapse. I think we can all agree with that. With the rise of wokeism and cultural divide and a dangerous flirtation with socialist and communist agendas, which have actually been threatening our foundational principles. Wokeism cloaked in the guise of progress has sown seeds of division, undermining our shared identity and eroding the values that have built this great nation, right? It has undergirded our entire existence, our entire genesis. And instead of fostering unity, it has promoted a culture of perpetual grievance and victimhood, stifling dialogue and innovation. Institutions, which were once the bedrock of free thought and expression, have succumbed to cancel culture and ideological conformity, leaving many Americans feeling alienated and silenced, right? They just feel locked out. They feel overlooked. They feel unheard and ignored. They don't recognize their country any longer. It's not what they were taught, right? It's not the hopeful America that they once dreamed of. Along with this cultural shift, there's been a troubling embrace of socialist policies that focus on giving the government more control, right? Bigger government, giving them more control instead of protecting individual freedom, right? We've had a government that has literally shackled Americans, shackled free thought and liberty and freedom. These policies, like heavy regulations and red tape and rules that discourage hard work and business growth, have hurt the American dream, right? Completely hindered it, stopped it in its tracks. As these ideas have spread, they have weakened our economy, left our borders less secure, and Americans less secure, and reduced our influence in the world. Yet as we celebrate this season of light and of hope, we also look forward to the dawn of a brighter future, right? Because this message was starting to be a little doom gloomy, okay? But there is hope. There is hope, and we have so much to look forward to. Like I said, the dawn of a brighter future. With the inauguration of Donald J. Trump and his administration in 2025, we are poised to reclaim our identity as a nation that prioritizes its citizens, champions freedom, and leads with strength and with purpose. The American First agenda will restore the principles of self-reliance, limited government, and individual liberty that have always been the foundation of our prosperity. Now, under this renewed leadership, we can anticipate a revitalized economy driven by policies that encourage innovation, lower taxes, and empower small businesses, which is the bedrock of the American economy altogether. Job creation will flourish as American industries are prioritized and our supply chains are brought back to home. Energy independence will once again be a cornerstone of our national security, reducing our reliance on foreign adversaries and lowering costs for families across the nation. On the international stage, America will reassert its role as the leader of the free world. With a commitment to peace through strength, the Trump administration will rebuild alliances based on mutual respect and shared values while standing firm against threats from rogue states and oppressive regimes. Our military will be strengthened and our borders secured, ensuring the safety and sovereignty of our nation. The restoration of a Democrat republic as envisioned by our founding fathers will be at the heart of this transformation. Policies that promote election integrity, right? Trusting the electoral process and encouraging more participation in the electoral process, upheld by the Constitution and protect free speech, will ensure that every American's voice is heard and it's valued. Their voices will count at the ballot box and in general as an American. We will move away from the centralization of power, which the Biden administration has tried to instill, and return to governance that reflects the will of the people, the American people. As we celebrate this holiday season, we are reminded that the principles of faith, family, and freedom are the cornerstones of our national identity. Christmas and Hanukkah teach us the importance of resilience, hope, and the enduring power of light over darkness. These lessons are more relevant than ever as we prepare to embark on a new chapter in our nation's history. And you are so very fortunate to be a part of that right now. Let us embrace the new year with optimism and determination. Together as one nation under God, we will overcome the challenges of the past and build a future defined by peace, health, prosperity, and unity. May this holiday season be a time of reflection and gratitude and renewed commitment to the values that make America exceptional. As we celebrate this season of joy and hope, we can also find comfort in knowing that the days of the Biden administration's America Last policies are numbered. Over the past few years, we have witnessed policies that prioritize global interests over American families, weakened our borders, and placed unnecessary burdens on our economy. While there's still time for this administration to cause further harm, and they're not out yet, so there is still time to wreak some havoc on their way out, we can take solace in the knowledge that brighter days are ahead. The American people have spoken, and with a Republican majority on the horizon, we are poised to restore sanity, common sense, strength to our nation's leadership. Now, looking forward, America will be in great hands under leaders committed to putting our country first. For the next 2 years, we have an opportunity to repair what has been damaged and to chart a path back to prosperity, unity, and strength. And as we approach the midway pit stop of the midterms, we must remain vigilant, working together to ensure that the progress we make is not just temporary, but lasting. This holiday season, let us celebrate the resilience of the American spirit, the promise of better days ahead, and the enduring belief that together we can overcome many and any challenge. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all. Wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and happy holidays to all, and a joyful new year filled with blessings and hope. Together, we can look forward to 2025 as a year of restoration and greatness for our beloved United States of America. And let's send the left to the Marxist, socialist, communist wilderness forever. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, this holiday season, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, and be true. Till next time, happy holidays. I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.